The Providence College Friars.
Will the party ever end tonight, downtown Providence?
The Big East.
23 points.
And the rest of the college hoops world.
You know that. The party will not end.
This is the Providence Crier Podcast with your host, a PC grad standing in at 4 feet tall. He is the Providence Crier himself, Mike Zarek.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Providence Crier Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Zarek, Providence Crier. Follow me on Twitter. That's at Providence Crier. Read our blog, theprovidencecrier.com. Join with me, as always, we have BOC in the house. Follow him on Twitter, at BOC all day. Day is Tuesday, April 16th, BOC. And I guess it's just another call for an emergency podcast because the Friars strike in the portal yet again. They add University of Georgia guard forward Jabri Abdur-Rahim. If you recall, the Friars played Georgia this past year in the Bahamas. He had, I believe, 9 points in that game, 3 of 6 from three. I'll tell you what, BOC, kind of a name that kind of came out of left field in a way. What are your initial thoughts on the news we got today?
So, with the I guess the two remaining spots, we thought about how we need shooters and we need somebody who can spell Bryce Hopkins at the 3-4, or we'll say Bryce Hopkins at the 4, right? This kid can play anywhere from the 2 to 4, in my opinion. You see his size, 6'8", 215, 220, you automatically say, oh, he could slot in at that, like, 4 spot, right? You watch a fair amount of film of him, and he's actually probably closer to a 3 than a 4. Do I think he could play the 4 in a pinch when Hopkins needs a blow for 5-10 minutes? Absolutely, and I think that's where his versatility will come into play. But he is I was thinking about the best way to describe this. He is more Jalen Lindsey than Ticket Gaines, if that makes sense. Ticket got dirty in the post a bit. He would scrap a little bit. Jabri Abdur-Rahim, at this point in his career, is more of a perimeter player, which is interesting. He will take it to the rack here and there, but he's more of a perimeter player. Last year, he made a little over 2 threes a game. He's a career 35% three-point shooter. And the thing that you have to really, really love is he is a career, I know last year he was 89% from the charity stripe. He's a career 84% from the free throw line. So how many games were a little closer than we wanted, or how many games did we lose because of free throws down the stretch last year? Think about everything Al Durham did closing out games. We can see this guy take on a similar role there. Not necessarily a lead guard, but stepping up when we need to at the free throw line. So I can talk a little bit more about him, but initially he helps solve for maybe two of those things. He's more of a shooter than a backup four to Hopkins, but he can play that because he has good size and he's a fifth-year senior.
Yeah, no, the free throws is nice. Granted, didn't take like a ton per game, like 4.6 free throws per game. But yeah, I mean, you want the guy, a guy to knock down free throws, and he certainly does. We have another NBA legacy on our team, BOC. We lose Devin Carter, but Jabri is the son of Sharif Abdur-Rahim.
By the way, there might be some young folks who are listening to this. Watch Sharif Abdur-Rahim highlights when you can. He was part of what, the old school Vancouver Grizzlies, right?
Correct. Yep. He played for the Grizzlies for 5 years. Yep. Hawks, Trailblazers, and Kings.
Yep. And those were the sick neon, like the teal jerseys that they used to have. Those were dope with Big Country, Bryant Reeves. We're kind of showing our age here, but that's all right.
Yeah. No. He big time NBA Jam player. If you play NBA Jam, he was a useful player to have. But yeah, another guy that, His dad's currently the GM of the Kings minor league, their G League team. Another guy that's played professionally and is still around working in the league, sending his son to Providence. Obviously, Devin Carter, if you kind of followed with Anthony, he was kind of like, my son's my own man. He can do what he wants. But nevertheless, I do think it's a good sign that he kind of got this NBA pedigree entrusting their sons to Kim English.
So this is another one where even if he does play that four spot, we've talked about how English wants four or five shooters on the court at all times. He'll be that four spotting up. So a couple important things. Not only is he a good 3-point shooter, but it's not like he's doing this in garbage time. Against Kentucky this year, he went 7 of 14 from three, had 34 points. Against Tennessee, 5 of 9 from three, with 21 points. And then he went in some mid-majors around 23 and 18. So he can fill it up against good competition. And I've said this a million times on this podcast. I love the Mike Bray quote, get old and stay old. And this is going to be the last year of the COVID year. So it's really important to load up on, the elder statesmen and look at like NC State, for instance, how they just had a ton of super seniors. Seems like if you had to have an old team to make a run this year in the NCAA tournament. We'll see if that's the COVID outlier. I don't think it is. I think having a really old, experienced team is a good thing. This adds to that. So let me ask you, is he a starter? Or is he first off the bench? Where do you see him slotting in?
Gun to my head, if I had to choose now, I would say starter.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I think we'll kind of wait and see how things go with the portal. Obviously, a few more spots open. You have high school recruiting too, and then you have a full summer of kind of running it with this team, right? And kind of figuring out roles and all that stuff. I did see your tweet. You were kind of hinting towards a guy off the bench, but I mean, to me, he kind of gives you what you want on the wing. And I see him as a starter, as a three, personally.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think he can. I think his best position is that three because of his size, his length. He could slide over and play the four in a small ball four position. So I think we have two remaining scholarships open, right? And one if you're thinking about Osmond reclassifying, which it seems like that's you never want to count your chickens before they hatch, but it seems like that's what's going to happen. So I think we have potentially one more scholarship open. Is the door, in your opinion, shut on Griffiths? Was this us taking
I think so.
was this take what did we choose? Do you think we chose Abdur-Rahim, or is it Griffiths found a spot in Nebraska, or do you not care or do nothing that matters?
Kind of tough to tell. I mean, obviously, Abdur-Rahim's a guy that's more established in college. So, maybe when he entered the portal, maybe Kim had other ideas or and like we talked about in the last episode, Griffiths visiting Nebraska probably wasn't the best of signs that he was coming. I'm pretty convinced now that, or I'm definitely convinced now because I believe there is a crystal ball or something like that of Griffiths going to Nebraska if he hasn't already committed there. So yeah, that definitely closes the door on him. I would have to think Kim probably liked the idea of a more veteran presence than Griffiths. But who knows? We're not, we're kind of just speculating, but.
Yeah. So it's interesting you say that. So, Abdur-Rahim, I think he gets lost in the shuffle because he hasn't been ultra productive. I think he had a really good year for what it's worth in Georgia, but he was, and I'm a recruiting nerd, coming out of high school, he was considered by 24/7. 24/7 has him as 41 nationally, a 4-star, the number two player in New Jersey. I'm just clicking this up. He was the only person ranked above him was our boy Jonathan Kuminga,
Ooh.
below him, this is really, it's, I love looking at this stuff. This is like really fun. So below him, Lance Ware at three, Trey Patterson four, Big Cliff at five, Sonogo sixth. And then the kid who just made a run, I don't want to go through it all, but the kid who just made a run with NC State, Michael O'Connell, who also played with him at Blair Academy. That's interesting. So this kid is an elite talent, like coming out of high school, 41 overall, four star. The 24/7 composite had him at 38 overall, which is, I think, a spot higher than what Hopkins was coming out of high school. And so we're getting a talented kid who has started a lot of games, played a lot of games. Played for Tony Bennett at UVA. Now played th past 3 seasons at Georgia. So he's given one last go of it, and you have to love, even if he does come off the bench, you have to love him as, you know, one year three or four off the bench. But to your point, as of right now, I think he is the starting three. And that's over. And
So, I
that,
mean,
yeah.
last year he starts 27 games. The year before, the 2 years before that, though, only three starts. Didn't start a game in the 22-23 season. Came off the bench in his sophomore and junior campaigns, around 7 points per game, all coming off, essentially coming off the bench. So he kind of gives you that versatility. But it goes back to what Kim said after the UConn game, BOC. You know, we're going to get 13 dudes. We're not going to get caught with our pants down, not having enough depth to adjust for in case an injury happens. And I think Kim is sticking to his word with that right now. I think this roster, as it's coming together here, is going to be really competitive, something that you've brought up in the past there. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how roles get defined here. But I think he gives you the option of either or, right? Which is good.
Do you think this s scares off any of the incumbents on the roster?
That's tough to say. I was thinking about that. I don't think so, but it wouldn't stun me, right?
I think it helps for him to only be a 1 year player.
Yes, agreed.
It all, like, you and I have talked about it, and I know in the portal era it's different and everybody's trying to get their minutes immediately, but like, somebody's scared off by a transfer player coming in, like, good riddance, go play somewhere
Yeah.
else.
Well, yeah, I mean, you just saw that at Texas, actually. Texas added Trayvon Mark, and then they added Julian Larry, the guard from Iowa or Indiana State, and then Tyrese Hunter, a few hours later, puts his name in the portal. So,
That kid Dylan Mitchell, I mean, he's a big man, but that kid Dylan Mitchell did too, right?
yeah, I think so. So yeah, I certainly think it's possible, but you know, I haven't heard anything, and I think the wave of transfer for a province already happened, in my opinion. But who knows?
Yeah. You know, something could pop up. The 1 year thing is, it helps, and I think we're starting to build like a really good team. Like, I love the way that we're starting to shape up right now, because I think our we might not have the star power that we had last year, but our, geez, man, our like 3 through 10 are, you can even go 3 through like 12 or 13, it's going to be incredible.
I mean, listen, you look at the way Nova built theirs, right? You look at the way UConn is building theirs right now. You know, it's so much easier said than done. But like, if you get guys to all buy in, like a bunch of talented guys to all buy in and kind of make sacrifices and do what's best for the team, you have a really good year, and then what happens? Those guys get paid for their sacrifices, right? You know, I don't think Cam Spencer was on many draft boards going into this season, going to UConn, but he certainly is. And I, you know, that's kind of the secret sauce in college hoops, to be honest, is you know. So much of it is like guys that come, you're looking at like, oh, who's okay, so this guy's coming now I don't have a spot. Well, you know, if you can get a team with a bunch of talent and have them all buy in, it makes everybody's lives better. So it'll be interesting to see. I'm very excited. I think so far, Kim and staff have done a great job with this portal. To me, they address some glaring issues with the team. To me, that would be size, passing, and catch and shoot,
I mean,
shooting in general,
the
right?
size thing, like I said, we talked about last pod, they might have the biggest team in the Big
Dude,
East.
it's insane. We went from a team that was undersized to now having 2 7-footers, a 6'8" wing. Like, it's awesome. It like
Yeah, it's great.
overnight just totally changed. And I know Bonk came in mid-year, so it's like you don't really count him towards this portal, but he counts. So yeah, so they have a ton more size now. They have guys that are assumingly are better passers. They've added shooting. They've done what I think Kim English wants his team to operate in that function, a team that can pass, find the open guy can catch and shoot it and hit it. And you want to get bigger down low. And he's done that so far. So, I mean, awesome job with the portal. Best part is, I don't think they're done. I don't think they're done, BOC.
All right, so let's do this. I asked you this after the Asundoko commitment, or Sondico, I should say it better. You said that we were middle of the pack Big East team after that commitment. We land this guy, Abdur-Rahim. Where are we right now?
Support for this episode of the Province Crier podcast is brought to you by Fox Hill Wealth Management, a fiduciary investment company. Are you struggling to plan for retirement and other life events? Do you need help investing your savings? Well, look no further than Province College graduate Eric Benz, along with his team of financial advisors and certified financial planners. You can gain peace of mind knowing your finances are in expert hands at Fox Hill Wealth Management. Take control of your financial future today. Visit them at foxhillwealth.com to get started. I'm still at that same point, to be honest with you. I mean, a lot of it is like, there's so many more guys. There's so many open roster spots on several Big East teams. Kind of unfair to say where they're going to be, but Providence is in a great spot right now. No doubt about it. UConn loses a lot, but I think they'll reload. Marquette loses a good amount. It'll be interesting to see what they do because, Shaka hasn't taken a ton of transfers, but he might have to now, right? Granted, Kolick was a transfer, but he
Yeah.
doesn't take many transfers overall. You look at Xavier, they haven't done a ton yet. They get the forward, Fremantle. They get him back.
They'll get him back, yeah. Is what about Jerome Hunter? Didn't something happen to him again?
I'm not sure.
I think
Yeah,
he
I don't
got
know what the
injured
deal is
again or
there.
something like that.
But I'm sure Miller will start to add guys.
Yeah.
He gets back. Was it Davion McKnight, something like that, from Western Kentucky,
Yep.
on the team last year? So he gets him back. Xavier's a far from finished product yet, but they might be better, right? So looking around, like it's still too early, I think, to fully project where they'll fall. But you gotta like that Providence is almost done completing their entire roster for the year. So
What
that's
happened?
nice.
What do you think about our team if we land a certain player from the state of Wisconsin?
Yeah, to me that'll change a lot, right? You're adding a guy that is a bucket getter. Of course, we're talking about BJ Freeman, UW Milwaukee. And he can rebound, he can pass. Obviously, there'll be questions on the step up and comp, but played well enough against us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would definitely get me really excited as in terms of where this team can go. Because the best part is, if you land him, obviously you want it to translate in the Big East, but if he isn't going to be like a 20 point per game scorer, or probably take a step back in the Big East, 16, 18 points a game, you can rely on under guys, right? So I think that would be a huge addition to really put this thing over the top this year.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think he might have said on Instagram or something that he's got a Zoom call tomorrow with Providence.
Yeah, he does. We're recording here on a Monday. We'll release on Tuesday. He does have a Zoom meeting, apparently. He's the source, so it has to be true, right?
Yeah.
With Providence on Tuesday, that'd be really good. I mean, if he lands Freeman, and he gets those five guys from the portal, A plus in my opinion. I know I'm biased, but A plus for the portal.
You have to say that, right? I think he is, if he lands another. So when we say score, like somebody snarky will be like, oh, a good shooter's a scorer. What we mean by that is somebody who can create their own shot. Like Abdur-Rahim, I think, is a great shooter. Do I think he can manufacture his own shot? Not too much, right? We need somebody who can create their own shot and create off the dribble. I think Joseph can do that a little bit. He's not really known as that. I think we need to find like a pure three-level scorer, and I think that's Freeman. So if he does get him, he's satisfied all the requirements. He's filled the starting five. He has found a suitable, we'll call it a sub for Hopkins at the four and Abdur-Rahim. He's found another lead guard in Joseph, and he'd find a shooter and free. Like he, it A plus, yeah, A plus. Like he did everything that said he was going to do and more, and he retained a lot of the core pieces, which is really important in the portal era. I don't think we talk about that enough.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Evan Hopkins, Pierre Floyd Fernandez, and you add the freshman Mila Baron. So like the roster's really starting to take shape. It's exciting, man.
Very exciting. So we should hear. I'm going to get an article out for us just analyzing Abdur-Rahim. Well, that'll be out sometime Tuesday. Take a read of that. We'll have this podcast out, obviously. The one thing I would like to see him do a little bit more is use that size. Just going full circle here. I wish he would play a little bit more in the paint because he's a big body and a fifth year going against a lot of like freshmen or sophomores. He should utilize that a bit more, but that may just not be his game, so we'll see.
Yeah. We started to do this a little bit, but kind of taking a look at some other teams in conference in terms of adding players. So far I like what I've seen from DePaul and Butler. They've gotten some good adds. Butler adds Patrick McCaffrey. And they also add that freshman from Maryland shooter, Jamie Kaiser, I believe.
Kaiser, right, or
Yep.
something. Imagine running away from your father to play.
Yeah, don't know what happened there. I mean, he had all of them. He had and apparently the younger one is supposed to be really good, and
That's
Butler's on him too.
his version of rebelling against the family. It's I'm not playing basketball at Iowa, I'm playing at Butler.
But I mean, the McCaffrey family is going to be well represented in Indianapolis this year. Think about it.
Yeah, that's
Connor's an assistant at with the Pacers. He's dating Caitlin Clark. She just got drafted number one
yep.
by the Fever. And now you got Patrick going to Butler. So a McCaffrey family affair in Indianapolis. But no, I think they've done a good job so far adding pieces to a roster that where they return a good amount of talent. Chris Holtmann had to start from scratch here,
Yeah.
essentially, at Butler. I'm pretty sure either none or just one guy will
At
be
the ball, at the
coming back.
ball, at the ball.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. At DePaul. I think he's done a pretty good, nice job so far. And knowing him, I mean, his first year with Butler, that team wasn't expected to do much, and he kind of had a really good season. So, I think Butler could be, or excuse me. Why am I confusing the two? I think DePaul could be better.
Because he came from Butler, right?
It's a good point. It's a
Yeah.
great point. So I think DePaul would be better as well. Georgetown adds Micah Peavy, but then kind of loses a guy that plays similarly to him in Dontrez style. So we'll kind of see where they sit. And then obviously UConn has their title parade over the weekend, and now Hurley is in the portal, looking to get ads, so I'm sure he will.
Did you see his tweet after day one of the portal?
Yes, just him on the floor. Yes, I did see that. Ugh. But no, and then obviously, like, there's draft decisions too that have still yet to be made that will be a big deal for the conference. So a lot to be sussed out here, but Providence is definitely on the right track.
Yeah, I think what we didn't talk Georgetown too much. I think they got a good add in what Malik Mack, right? The kid from Harvard.
Not official yet. It's just essentially official.
Oh, okay.
It probably will be by the time we
Yeah.
release this recording,
Knowing
right?
how this goes, we're gonna release this and like two people will transfer out of Providence or something. Just know. But they got the kid Micah Peavy, which I think that's a solid add. We're not just going to bash Cooley just for the sake of bashing him. I think he's fantastic in the portal, or he was at Providence. He had a little bit of a hit and miss last year in the portal at Georgetown. Masoud, you heard rumors that they may have like overpaid for him. He didn't really do much. Supreme Cook was a really nice ad. I liked him a lot. Yeah, but then Bumgarner is already gone, so. He did a really good job in the portal at Providence. He needs to do a good job this year because I think he had 1 year of, 1 year wiggle room, and even that was a little bit much. People were kind of questioning what he was doing at Georgetown, so he needs to hit this year. Micah Peavy is a good add for him, but the bad thing is, arguably, one of their better players in Dontrez Styles transfers out, a day or two after Peavy commits. And regardless if you say like, oh, Cooley prefers PV over Styles, you don't want to lose a guy, regardless of what your record is, who had another year of eligibility. I think he might have 2 years of eligibility left, that averaged 13-6 or 13-7, whatever he averaged. And he was a perfect fit for what Cooley wanted to do. So that's a bad loss, no matter how you look at it. Even if you're the most diehard of Georgetown fans. So, you add one and you lose one, that's not going to get you over the top in the Big East.
No. And like you lose someone that was had better, no, it's close. They're close, but he had better production. Styles had better production than Peavy last year. Granted, Peavy played for a better team.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any arguing that, although Georgetown probably should have beat him when they came to DC this past season. But yeah, like I think that really takes the yay, we got a guy. Like I really think it takes the luster out of that by losing Styles
Yeah, like you
like
and
2 days
you're
later.
not like we had Abdur-Rahim, and then it'd be like for like of somebody else, like two players transferring out, and you're like, ah, okay. English has done, knock on wood, has done a really good job with retention. And I think it's him being a player's coach, him being a young guy, and also like it is English, yes, but it's also the school. The school has a lot of momentum right now. It's a place where everybody wants to play, and that's without English winning big. Imagine if he starts putting it together.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny. It's like, I'll make kind of this analogy here. It's different set of circumstances a bit, but you look at what happened at Kentucky, right? Granted, Kentucky was kind of like, they said they were welcoming back Cal, but it really wasn't like that. And I think Cal saw the writing on the wall there, like, you would easily fire me if my buyout wasn't so humongous.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go to Arkansas, but and then that left Kentucky in their coaching search, from a PR perspective, seeming to be a disaster. When you go after a Hurley, he says no. You go after Scott Drew, he says no. You go after Nate Oates, he says no. And so, like, they end up with Pope, and the fan base is all freaking out, upset about it. We talked about this a little bit on our last pod, but did you see the Pope intro presser?
Dude, awesome.
That was like something I've never seen. Like, they fill up Rupp Arena. They have a bus drive onto the court with the, I forget what he is.
The 96 national championship
96,
team.
Yeah. National championship Kentucky team that Mark Pope played for. But it just goes to show you that a situation like that can kind of, you know, wake up the beast, if you will.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that's exactly what happened when Cooley left Providence, because, you know, the media portrayed it to be like, oh, well, Providence is a stepping stone. He's done all this at Providence. His ceiling is met, blah, 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 blah. And the fan base kind of retaliated towards that, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, and Providence is still riding that wave. It came out 95% renewal rate for season tickets. They sold out all their season tickets last year, so there you go. Yeah, a lot of momentum with the PC program right now.
Yep. I think we could probably wrap it on that note, because that's a good way to talk about how we have a ton of momentum. And, you know, there's it's not as if we've hit the apex. There's the Freeman news potentially. We're in the mix with, you know, Oswin might reclassify. Jameer Jones we're in the mix with. Jalen Harrell. There's a lot. English is recruiting his tail off right now, and there's a lot more things that could potentially drop. And if they do, man, oh man, you're talking about Providence in a different stratosphere than they've ever been, really.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, until next time, Friar Town. See you later.
See you guys. Man up in my city, I'm the truth, yeah. David Duke when I'm way up on the hoop, ay. Crossover, I might throw the alley-oop. Heard they sleeping on me, well, let's take them back to school. PC, you know we on go, ay. Feel like AJ Reeves when I'm off that pick and roll, ay. Fall down, bounce back like Emmy Ho, ay. I'm the alpha dog, Diallo. They was sleeping on me, that's what made me a savage. Any team we bump into, we gon' let them have it, yeah. They don't want no static, we at the top just like the attic. This year we taking over March Madness. Man up in my city, I'm the truth, yeah.